Welcome back. You're listening to Lake Effect Weekend on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. When a children's book has been illustrated well, it's almost like the story pops off the page. In the time of electronic and interactive books, this phrase is becoming ever more literal. Astro Jammies is a case in point. First published as an interactive children's book for the iPad, Astro Jammies lets kids squish, bounce, and twirl planets, stars, and more as they follow the tale of protagonist Jimmy's journey through outer space. Author and illustrator Stacey Williams-Ung worked alongside publishing technology company DemiBooks to create this interactive book application. And its success as a book app has led to its launch as a traditional hardcover that includes some brand new illustrations. We first spoke with Williams-Ung in February when she told Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce about the then just launched app.
Astro Jammies is the story of a little boy named Jimmy. He's painted to look as if he's about 5 years old, and it is the classical tale of a child who has a fantasy of getting away from his real life, going into a fantasy world, and then, of course, getting frightened and deciding he wants to come home, not unlike Wizard of Oz or many other famous children's stories. Mine is targeted toward younger children, and it's his fantasy place is outer space.
And his jammies take him there.
And his jammies are magical, and they, along with his imagination, take him into outer space. That's right.
Now, you not only wrote this story, you also illustrated the story as well, correct?
That's right.
And tell me a little bit about the illustrations. They're almost Van Gogh-like once he's out in outer space.
Right. I tried not to do the Starry, Starry Night when I was doing the paintings. I forcibly tried not to do that. But it's very hard. I went and looked at visual references for outer space to inspire my paintings. And it is a swirly, swirly place. And I couldn't help getting caught up in the idea of painting with these big brush strokes. And I've had several people compare it to Starry, Starry Night. And I keep thinking, stop that. I was really trying not to do that, but.
Well, now, the really awesome thing about Astro Jammies is that it's actually been designed to be an interactive book. Can you tell me about how you got involved in making Astro Jammies into an interactive book designed for the iPad and other tablet devices?
Sure. I had an idea for a children's book, like many artists do. I still have several ideas for children's books, of course, and they were just sitting on a shelf, languishing. And a friend of mine that I used to work with in the interactive industry when I was a creative director, he remembered my artwork. He remembered my illustrations. And he knows I have a lot of creative friends. And so he and some other colleagues have recently started a publishing company called DemiBooks, specifically for iPad and maybe in the future for things like Android and, as you said, other devices. But for now, they're starting with the iPad. And he approached me and said, essentially, do you or any of your friends have any ideas for children's books to help us get this thing off the ground? And I said, of course, well, I do. And Astro Jammies was not titled yet, but what I was thinking of as the boy who goes into outer space with his jammies was my favorite idea. And I thought it had the most potential being a fantasy story for special effects. If they were going to offer, you know, things that went boing and things, you know, a rocket that can launch and all these wonderful things, of my ideas, this one seemed to be the one with the most vitality.
Well, so take us through some of these interactive features. What can kids do as they're reading the book?
Sure. Well, for example, in the same way that many children in fantasy stories have a way that they get to their fantasy world. You know, I remember when I was a kid, when my kids were younger and they'd watch Dragon Tales, the kids, I think, had to get into a magic box or something. And Dorothy had to click her heels 3 times. And I knew that Jimmy was going to have a ritual in order to get himself into outer space. And so we thought about something as simple is spinning around. So I shared this with the programming team and said, I'd like him to spin around in order to get himself into outer space. And they said, well, we can actually do a 360-degree turn of an object. And I said, well, that sounds perfect. So basically with the swipe of a finger, because the iPad is a touch screen, children see Jimmy and they read the story that, you know, he spun himself 3 times. And so they can use their finger to spin him around in either direction, which is really kind of above and beyond what I had hoped. But it's got momentum and it's really a fun and satisfying thing to do, to use your finger and push him around and around.
There's also a point in the story where Jimmy's out in outer space and he's exploring and he comes across a planet made of goo. And yes. I really like that page.
That's also my favorite page. I wanted outer space to be a silly place. I didn't want it to be a heavy-handed lesson about what outer space is like because, of course, we're in a young boy's imagination. So he encounters funny things in outer space. And one of them, that's right, is a big planet. I would even say a snotty planet. It's green and it's slimy. And he, of course, thinks it's going to be fresh green grass. But when he gets closer, he realizes, oh, gosh, you know, this is a planet full of goo. So in my imagination, I was trying to imagine, you know, I did certainly want a crazy sound effect, like a, I would even say a farty sound effect. And we did find that. But the programming team went above and beyond, and they were able to create this effect that they called dough poke. Okay. If you think of like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and basically when your finger touches the screen, the object seems to give. It seems to give under your finger. And so this planet that I painted, it's just a flat painting. When you put a light bulb behind it, it seems to glow with luminescent goo. And also when you touch it, it seems to give beneath your finger as though it's made of gel. And I can't tell you how happy I am with this effect.
And can we hear the noise?
Sure. So when you touch this planet, it sounds... has a wonderfully satisfying gross effect that I can tell you I've decided my target audience, my perfect target audience is 7-year-olds. Although we say 3 to 8, it is the 7-year-old that will laugh hysterically every single time that sound effect is played.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, there's another really cool page where Jimmy comes across a lot of different planets all in the same space. And this page has been programmed that each of the planets have their own chord.
That's right. My original idea, if you listen to the narrative, it is a rhyming story. So this page says, old Jupiter had many moons. Jimmy looked at them all afternoon. He chose the one that seemed the best, with hills so soft for sleep and rest. So here's Jimmy, and he has come across a whole series of moons, and he's supposed to, along with his reader helper, who, you know, is your child, right, is supposed to help him choose the best moon. And so I knew that I wanted visually a page full of different colored moons. We have like pale green and pale blue, all these different moons. But immediately, because the iPad can sense your motion, they start bouncing around. So they're sort of like bouncy balls. And each of these balls has been programmed with a keyboard sound, a keyboard note. And so if you play each one, or when they bounce into one another, they make these wonderful musical sounds. But you can also play multiple ones to make chords.
You can play a little moon symphony there.
You sort of play a moon symphony, that's right. So in a way, the interaction, and in all children's books, all the best children's books do this. I mean, even though obviously most of them are not interactive. And the best ones, the illustrations are so distracting that they tell a story that is almost on a separate plane than the story itself. And I think that's what defines the best children's books, is where the illustration is adding so much more to the story. And so I had a special opportunity here with interactivity that I could add sound and, you know, motion and all that sort of thing. So it's been really great.
Now, as the author, how much of an influence did you have working with the DemiBooks team to create the different interactive features? I mean, how involved were you in that process?
Well, I had the opportunity to be completely the creative director on every level, to say I want this to happen, or I don't like the way, you know, Jimmy floats in this scene. He should be more weightless. And they would, you know, do my bidding. They were great. But on another level, I was really blessed to have a set of programmers that had some really great insights. So, for example, they would come back with suggestions for me that added to the story. And I almost felt like I couldn't take full credit after that because they gave such wonderful insights. For example, the music we just talked about was not my idea. My original idea was to touch the moons and they each maybe had a silly sound effect. But a fellow named Christopher Rosen on our team, he came back. He's a musician. And he came back and said, I would love it if they had this musical effect. What do you think of my idea? And I said, I think it's a genius idea. And then another example, there were visual suggestions. Another programmer by the name of Andrew Skinner, he had the idea of making the sun pulse with heat and light when Jimmy flies by it. Instead of just being a painting that looks hot, why don't we animate it and make it pulse with heat? And I thought, well, that's a really delicate and elegant solution for how to make it just that much more beautiful, you know, and so I said, yeah, let's go for it.
And besides the visual components, there's also original music to the book as well, correct?
That's right. I'm blessed to have a friend named Steve Dixon, who's a fantastic musician and works for a record company. And I asked him if he would just do a simple little ditty for the opening so we could have some original music. And he went way above and beyond the call of duty, and he did this beautiful opening music. I just feel like this song is so full of hope and imagination that
and
it
wonder.
Just yeah, and wonder. It really captures what a little boy full of hope and imagination, you know, feels. And I just thought that he really went above and beyond on this song.
Now, let me ask, you know, it's interesting because kids today are, you know, there's so many other things vying for their attention, video games, television, internet. And yet with this kind of an interactive book, it seems like a good way to draw kids back into reading while giving them those kinds of interactive elements that they're used to in the other activities that they give their time and attention to.
It's true. And philosophically, I've given this a lot of thought because, you know, I've been dreaming for a long time about doing children's literature, but I never expected to enter it this way. And I've had to examine my own feelings about it. And, you know, I'm obviously a huge fan of interactive. I was a creative director for websites and other, you know, and software for many years. And so that's where I come from. And I know what children's expectations are in this generation, being a mother, too. So they have very high expectations of what something that's interactive should do. If they touch something and it doesn't wiggle, they're angry because they have such high expectations. So it's a tough crowd, let me tell you. But I thought it was very important to not make this a video game. And that was one thing I liked about Demi Books and the team. Philosophically, they met with my same demands, which were this still needs to be a book. It still needs to have literary quality at the level of our reading audience, which is, you know, ages 3 to 8. But I still wanted there to be a reason for them to be reading it, something that engages them, something that excites them about reading. That the fundamental part of this story, a lot of people ask me about, you know, the gooey planet and all of that. And that is a ton of fun, yes. But it is still a rhyming story. It teaches them about words and rhythm and it has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it has pages. So it is still a book, and I truly believe that. And I think it would be just as successful in print as it is an interactive book.
Well, Stacey Williams-Long, thank you so much for coming in and telling us and showing us a little bit of what Astro Jammies can do.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Stacey Williams-Ung is the author and illustrator of the interactive children's book Astro Jammies, which is now available as a hardcover print book. It was first published as a book app for the iPad by Chicago-based Demi Books, where Williams-Ung is now creative director. You can find the book in the iPad App Store, as well as a free version called Astro Jammies Lite. The music bumps we've heard are two versions of the Astro Jammies theme written by Steve Dixon. Williams-Ung first spoke with Stephanie Lecce in February. She'll be launching the hardcover Astro Jammies and talking about publishing book apps at Boswell Book Company in Milwaukee on Thursday the 15th. You can find more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that's all the time we have for Lake Effect Weekend. We're here every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. Be sure to tune into our weekday version of Lake Effect as well. All next week, it's Project Milwaukee, State of Upheaval. We'll take stock of what the year in politics has meant, examine the circumstances that led us to last year's elections, look at how the landscape in both the public and private sector has changed, and consider which issues loom on the horizon. We'll also ask what Wisconsin might have looked like today if the past year had gone differently. Project Milwaukee, State of Upheaval begins Monday morning on WUWM-FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for listening. Stay right here for Weekend All Things Considered, coming up next.